you don't have stairs?
That's a great question.
Never occurred to me that, you know, but isn't it funny how little kids and things like that, you know, will puzzle them.
Well, I always grew up without any stairs, and that was kind of tough because I had a slinky. Yeah. And I couldn't put my slinky down the stairs, you know.
But you know now, when we go, we've been in Chicago, and you know, it seemed like everything there was stairs up and down. And our granddaughter was on the third floor, and we were walking up and down stairs. And I'm not very good on stairs. Mm-hmm. Are you? I see
I
those
always
people back
hang
there.
On to the rail.
Me too. But I see people back there just running up and down, running down. You know, and I think, oh, I wish I could do that. But I probably would be start at the top and fall, roll all the way to the bottom.
Well,
but I'm not very good on stairs.
You've got to be careful, because I used to fly down the stairs when I was late. I used to teach English and English composition in college at the university. Freshman comp and freshman literature. But I used to race down those stairs to get to my class, and one day I stepped on the slippery step in the wrong shoes. And I slid down those stairs on my shins. And
on
I didn't
shins.
I was lucky I didn't break my legs.
That's what I'm afraid of, that I'll fall all the way down. So I'm really careful now.
Yeah.
Especially my age, you know, they say I don't know about my bones, but they say as you age, your bones get so brittle. And I think mine are all right, but cuz you know, good health, and we eat properly too. But
a fall on stairs can break anybody's bones.
Right, yeah.
Let's see. A piece of furniture that's about this high and has a lot of drawers, and you keep your socks in.
Chest of drawers.
You call it that. And how about that piece of furniture that has a mirror so that you can sit down at it?
Dresser.
And what would you call something that you carry water around outside? It has a handle. Well, it could be water or sand or anything, not necessarily water.
That's a pail or a bucket.
What would a bucket be made out of?
Out of tin, probably.
And to wash dishes by hand, you have to use...
Dish pan.
Well, you have to wash it with
Or soap, or a mop, or a sponge.
Yeah, the sponge.
Or dishcloth?
Yeah, a dishcloth. Would you call it a dishcloth?
Dishcloth, I guess. A dishcloth, I guess.
And then you dry the dishes with what?
With a dish towel.
And people dry themselves off with?
A hand towel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And,
Is that what you mean after you do the dishes, a hand towel?
Sure.
We have one. In fact, we have so many of our hand towels now have been made, and they have a button at the top, and you just hang it on a knob, you know, below the kitchen sink. And they're really neat. Do you have any of those?
No. I have those that that button so that you can hang
button.
I hang mine on my refrigerator door.
Yeah, that's what but this is on a knob. You know, we just hang it on the knob under the kitchen sink, and it's right there to dry our hands off.
Yeah, that's neat.
But those are good, aren't they?
To wash the dishes, you turn on the
faucet.
And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
And you heat tea up on the stove in a
tea kettle.
And you would cook an egg in what type of
either a skillet, or you could use is that what you mean?
Yeah, like a skillet type thing. Is that the same as a frying pan?
Frying pan,
And have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle and a rag and something to burn inside?
No, I don't think so.
No. Have you ever heard of a flambeau or a pine torch?
Is that one of those things that you light and you go around with at the end of a... it's like a stick, and there's something at the end that has... I've seen people use some of those. Maybe that's it.
What kinds of things might you burn in a lamp?